If you get a chance today to reread and ponder this chapter 36 of the book of Sirach, we call it now, you'll understand why in antiquity it was called Ecclesiasticus. The ecclesiastical book is one of the key books in getting people ready for baptism. And you have a good example of why here. In Mark, we're now approaching the Passion. And we have the last of the three predictions of the Passion. I think most of you are familiar with the rhythm that these predictions have. Jesus predicts his vocation. The disciples react in a totally stupid way. Jesus corrects them and us. We say, look at how dumb they are. Well, we know. And yet we do the same thing. Want to be first. Think it's a scandal that Jesus suffered. You see? So we have this text. And it's very interesting when you look at it closely. Huh? What they call a close reading. Jesus went on ahead of them. They were amazed. And those who followed were afraid. Only Mark has that. What does he mean by that? This is Lectio Divina, you see. What does that mean, Lord? Why were they afraid? Who are those who are following? And why are they afraid? You see? All we know is that they're on the way to Jerusalem. That's enough. Because that's the place of death. And they were afraid. And taking the 12 aside, that must mean there's a bigger crowd there than just the 12. He began to tell them what was going to happen to him. And you hear again this prediction of his passion. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles, because they don't have the right to kill anybody, who will mock him, spit upon him, scourge him, and put him to death. But after 3 days, he will rise. Immediately following this solemn prediction of the very heart mystery of the whole world's existence, the passion and resurrection of the Son of God. James and John say, we would like to be at your right hand, at your left, in your glory. Absolutely, totally misunderstand. And so we say, well, that's pretty dumb. Yeah, it is. But we do this every day. Do we understand the cross? Do we understand the cross as a mystery of love? We're going to talk about suffering. Everybody. Can you be baptized with the baptism with which I am already baptized? He says. I was baptized in the Jordan, and my whole life was directed toward this moment. So he says, you see, can you drink the chalice that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? It's already over. From the point of view of decision, I've already been baptized. And at that moment, as you know, he committed himself totally to his vocation as the Son of Man, as the Messiah. So he was baptized. And he is baptized. And the fulfillment of that baptism is the cross. Think about it. We are baptized. What does that mean for us? Huh? And so, I think we said it right in this prayer, didn't we? Not this one, the other one. Okay. And they say we can, having no idea what they're saying. Can you drink the chalice that I drink? I'm already drinking it. Yeah, we can do that. Then Jesus said, well, it's true. The chalice that I drink, you will drink. You will be martyred. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or my left is not mine to give. But it is for those for whom it has been prepared. Look at his humility. Look at his love of the Father. The will of the Father, which is his will. There was a great argument in the 7th and 8th century about whether Jesus had a human will. And there was one great father of the church, Maximus, the confessor, who said, yes, of course he has two wills. And a lot of the theologians were disagreeing, and they stirred up a lot of trouble. So the emperor, who doesn't care about theology, but just keeping the peace, collecting the taxes, you see, he had Maximus arrested, had his right hand cut off, his tongue cut out, so he couldn't go on saying these things. He has a marvelous phrase, Maximus. We are saved by the human decision, by the human decision of a divine person. That's how we're saved. It has to be kneaded into humanity. And you don't understand this, huh? When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, you know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them. You know, just go someplace with somebody important with a lot of money and say, just a minute, I'd like to talk to you. There'd be three bodyguards there in 2 seconds. Right? Lord it over them. It shall not be so among you. There are no leaders, if you mean big shots. There are no. The greatest big shot is the one who gives his life in the deepest act of love, you know, carrying the sufferings of Christ in his own body, her own body, and gives himself to Christ. That's the big shot. And so, rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. Now, we still have this idea that if I humble myself, I'll get a promotion. You know, I'll be humble and then I'll be the first of all. And our Lord says, you don't get it. The humblest is already the first of all. You're liable to lose it if they make a big shot out of you. You see? And then sums it all up. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. What about us? And this service of Jesus is to give his life as a ransom for literally the many. Now, it's important that we remember that. Because I'm quite sure in the new restored liturgy, we're going to go back to saying, this is my blood, you know, poured out for you and for many, or for the many. They asked a bunch of us, 10 or 12, I don't know, a couple of years ago, to do an essay on this very point. You see, harabim, the phrase behind this means the many. But it's not counting who's saved. You want to be saved? Join the many. It's a word for community. Church. shed for you and for the many. You want to be saved? You want that blood shed for you? Join the many. Is that clear? Now, you know, believe, be baptized, live with the brethren. That's the many. We don't have the here. I don't know what they're going to do. I have forgot to look. This is my blood, you know, poured out for you and for many. Or the many. Or say, it's for all if all want it. It's not a, you know, special little holiness club. It's for all if all want it. But you got to want it.